Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I feel annoyed. I feel resentful. I feel like no matter how hard I try, it's like I'm missing some kind of secret ingredient, some kind of tip. I don't know if I need to learn more. I don't know what it is, but I'm not getting the reaction from men that I desire. So you are following all of these feminine energy teachings that focus on tactics and manipulations and more of the performative aspects of femininity instead of the actual true feminine essence that you already have. If you are feeling more stressed than you were feeling before you started looking into this, then chances are you are not activating your feminine energy, because this should make you feel more peaceful, more relaxed. It shouldn't make you feel like you have to do so much more and learn so much more, because as we know in feminine energy basics, feminine energy is about being and masculine energy is about doing. So of course there's so much nuance to this, and I love studying this on my own, but you have to understand that the actions that you're taking aren't the things that are going to put you in your feminine energy. It's more about the things that you stop doing. It's more about the things that you stop accepting. And trust me, I've been there. I've been in that position where I'm just so desperate. I feel so low. I feel like everything I do, I'm almost like resentful about it, because I feel like, oh, I shouldn't have to do all this just to get love or just to manifest a better life for myself. I shouldn't have to do this, but I have to do it because that's what this YouTuber said, or that's what that thing said about being more feminine and attracting a man. And at the end of the day, every relationship is unique. Every woman's version of divine feminine energy is unique to her. Don't make the mistake of thinking that being feminine means wearing dresses and liking the color pink. If that's you, great. That's me too. I love the color pink. I love wearing skirts and dresses. I love long, wavy, natural hair. I love wearing, you know, colorful nail polish, but that doesn't make me feminine. It's the energy behind everything that I do that puts me in that feminine state where I'm magnetic to the men that I desire. Now, if you're like I was, you're probably stuck in that loop of toxic, wounded feminine energy where it's actually kind of like undercover masculine energy pretending to be feminine and advising you to do all these numbers of things. And now you have like 100 affirmations you need to do, 100 journal prompts you need to do, a whole new list of new clothes you need to buy, a new this, new that, change this, learn one more thing. Every day you wake up, you're like, okay, I need to learn more. I need to look at that new video and get that new advice and that new tip because I'm missing something. Part of the feminine energy journey is accepting who you are, where you are, and surrendering to that energy. Not necessarily surrendering to a man. Think about it like you're surrendering to yourself. You're allowing your energy to come forward and you're accepting it for what it is. Because once you know who you are, then it'll be a lot easier for you to identify, oh, I actually like to dress in this way, and I like to manifest my femininity through these clothes, or through these talking styles, or through this manner of walking, right? These are things that then you can choose how you want to express yourself according to your natural feminine essence. But in the beginning, when you still don't know what that is, you still don't know what that feels like, then by just performing and acting like somebody else that seems feminine, you're going to stray further away from the desire that you actually want. You may even be repelling the same things that you're trying to manifest. When you know who you are and you know what you want for yourself, when you've made that firm decision to activate your femininity in its truest, purest form for you, then through there, you're able to intentionally manifest the abundance that you desire. You're able to intentionally manifest the relationships that you desire, the opportunities that you desire. But before you start adding in new beliefs, new behaviors, new ways of being, you need to first drop and shed all of those old programming, all of that conditioning that has been taught to you either through school, through your family, through your friends. You need to be able to shed all of that programming and start from scratch. When you get rid of all the fluff, all the noise, that's when you'll be able to actually hear your goddess energy within you. And then from there, you can decide how you want to present yourself, how you want to dress, how you want to look, how you want to talk, how you want to walk. These are things that you will do afterwards. But in the beginning, you first need to release everything that isn't you. So that's why I mentioned earlier that the feminine energy journey is way more about what you stop doing versus adding on new behaviors and new habits. If you're just following the femininity blueprint or template that you see online or you see others embodying, it can lead you down a very dangerous road. This is where I see women take it so far to the point where they have to go and do all this plastic surgery, pretend to be somebody they're not, just so that they can feel beautiful. Now, I'm not saying that plastic surgery is a bad thing to do, but if you do choose to make that change, that drastic physical change, then you need to make sure that it's actually a feminine desire that you have and not just your anxieties and insecurities manifesting, pushing you to do something that at the end of the day, it's not going to make you feel more beautiful. That is like the biggest, most sad thing I see is these women feeling so insecure that they go and make a drastic change through plastic surgery, and then after all is said and done, they still don't get the results they want. They still don't feel the way that they want, and they end up regretting getting the surgery later down the line. You want to make sure that any physical changes you're making to yourself, whether it's a different hairstyle or plastic surgery, you want to make sure you're doing it from a place of self-love, from a place of connection to source, connection to God. You don't want to act in from a place of insecurity. So if your motivation is, oh, I'll feel prettier when I do this, I'll feel more feminine when I do this, take a step back, pause, and really think it through. Really envision yourself looking the way that you think would make you happy, and then see if that changes your vibe. If you're still feeling anxious and insecure, then chances are that physical change isn't going to give you the results that you want, because the results that you want come from doing inner work and building confidence. It has nothing to do with the way you look. Your queen energy is already there. You don't need to do anything. A queen is unbothered. A queen is untriggerable. A queen is confident. She knows what she wants. She owns her desires. She nurtures herself and her relationships. She sees things clearly. She knows when to cut cords with people, habits, things, places, situations. She knows when to set boundaries. She knows how to set boundaries. She knows how to validate herself first before seeking external validation. And because she does this and embodies this, she's able to then get way more validation than she ever needed, because people are just reflecting back to you how you feel about yourself. And a true queen understands that to the core. I hope you truly, truly understand that Your feminine energy is already there. You don't need to do anything. I actually would like for you to start looking at things that you can stop doing, because I genuinely feel like you're just doing too much, and that's what's keeping you away from feeling like a true feminine goddess that you are. If you thought this video was helpful, don't forget to like it and share it with a friend. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.